Y'all rocking with us, spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Before we get into the show, I want to shout out some of the people who help keep the lights on around here. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the California Health Collaborative. To help protect people who smoke from the coronavirus, the California Smokers Helpline is currently offering nicotine patches while supplies last to any smoker who would like to quit. Once again, you can call 1-800-NO-BUTS. That's 1-800-NO-BUTS. 1-800-NO-BUTS. Used to be John's ex-girlfriend's telephone number there.
I'm wondering, do they really think our audience is like that? Because we get this one a lot. We get this read a lot.
I mean, if you listen to our show, you're probably pretty stressed out in life. So, yeah, I think
they're talking to you, Drew. That's why they keep doing it.
Yeah, that's
and John. Well,
we also had Mountain Sports telling us to run a lot more and be outdoorsy.
Well, that I get because they're, you know.
Sports.
Yeah.
Sports.
White people sports.
Yeah. Yeah, black people don't do a whole lot of the outdoor adventures. I mean, we're getting there.
Yeah, camping and going into, like, the forest. Not a thing.
Yeah, not really a black people thing. We're going, getting there. Yeah.
Going like extreme mountain bike riding.
Yeah, I see a lot more black fishermen out there. Shouts to them. But we're getting there, you know? Progress.
It's beautiful out there, y'all.
2020.
I'm just telling. It's great out there.
All right, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Talking About Practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. Talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yeah, we are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. My name is Jarrell Gilbert. Joining me, as always, co-creator, friend, guy who I golf with and such, the Bearded Bandito, former Bearded Bandito, former bar brawler. I don't know what your new nickname is.
You know what? That's not for me to decide. I can't do that.
That's true.
That goes against the rule of film right there.
Current Irish goodbyer, my
best
friend.
Irish goodbyer, I would say.
Best Irish goodbyer. Yes, 100%. My friend, the contrarian, Derek Isamaki.
What's good, party people?
We got back in the studio this week. Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan.
What it do?
And, of course, we have the game killer himself, Brad the Butcher, Brad Cooper, Brad Feingold, a.k.a. Stepman Brad.
Yeah, you.
If you have the ability to be on Instagram Live right now, you're going to get some beautiful locks from Brad. That he is Bradley Cooper on top of the head, and then Brad Cooper the rest of the way down.
Yep.
Yeah. Glorious head of hair out there, man. But everything else, just Brad.
It is looking good, though.
Yeah. Thank you. I've been really trying to, like...
It's looking solid.
I've been trying to maintain it. It's been,
He's got, like, slicked back, and it's just got nice in the back right there. It's looking good. No,
you're doing loving well it. I'm actually was not a big fan of, like, the long hair, but now I'm really starting to grow it out, see how it looks, and then go from there. We'll see how it goes.
It's a glorious thing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, keep rocking it. We want to shout out our boy Jordan Booth. He hasn't been on the radio lately. He lost a family member, so we just want to tell him, you know, thoughts are with you. We can't wait till you get back, and your brother's up here got you back. So stay up, homie. We will we'll be happy to welcome you back to the show when you get back up here. And when he does come back up here, shameless plug, he's bringing the most fire t-shirts to the North State. That's right. We got some TBP gear on the way. If you're not already following our Instagram account, you should. TBP Not a Game. Follow us. We'll follow you back. And you could get your pre-order in until Thursday. So hurry up. We're basically sold out, but we're making a few exceptions because we got a lot more orders. And we're a lot cooler than we thought we are, guys. That's cool.
I'm loving that.
Yeah, we got a lot more love from our people than any of us anticipated. So...
Hey, man, when you produce hot, hot fire, the people come running, okay? Our milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
But make sure it is only 9. 9 people that are milkshakes bring right now with COVID. Gotta make sure it's under 10.
And that's why we call him the game killer. Ladies and gentlemen, we are up to a fine start. And,
do not celebrate that. Do
Brad,
not.
Keep the hands down. I will celebrate all of that.
No, that was really atrocious. Like,
it was.
Bad. There's Brad bad, and then there's just, that was, oof.
A swing get a miss. All right. Well, we actually have some sports to talk about this week, which is quite the relief to me because
excited.
We have been really working hard.
We've been getting risky.
Any type of content. And last week, I basically did a whole FU list at the end of the show because I am just tired of no sports. So we had sports this weekend. And we will talk. We got to start in the obvious place, right? Cam Newton, as predicted right here on Talking About Practice, is now a New England Patriot. And I believe Derek and I had the exact same conversation where we said he should just sign for the league minimum or the veterans minimum, sign a 1-year deal.
Get yourself some incentive-laden attractions right there.
You know you're playing with the best coach in the history of NFL. He's going to be able to build an offense, presumably, around...
Well, that offense is already kind of like a Cam Newton offense. I mean, just quick decision, play action. I mean, he can do under center. He can do shotgun. He's so diverse.
I mean, I'm definitely excited about this move. The reason why I said it is I would love to see Bill Belichick's mind work with the athlete that is Cam Newton and what he can deliver to the table, because he's never had quite a quarterback like this in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah. He's never had a mobile quarterback.
I mean, he had the closest thing with Jacoby Brissett, and he had him for what, a game?
And we're saying that because Jacoby's black. Let's be honest.
Yes.
He's not very mobile.
He's not in any way
like
Cam
a Byron
Newton.
Leftwich.
No.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is just about as mobile as...
There you go. Derek once again showing his racism. Coming out right now, okay? There it is, y'all. That's what you wanted to hear. Okay, so this is going to be exciting to see because Cam Newton, I obviously as a Panther fan, have loved the guy and what he's done. He's such a fun character, such a good dude as well. Like, dude is actually, like, truly invested in the Charlotte area and awesome. What a great dude he is for that community. So I'm really, the Boston area is full of heathens and, you know, they're disgusting. I hope, they don't deserve a good guy like Cam Newton, but seeing Bill Belichick with him, I'm excited for. Just, we said it from the, like, there's a reason why we wanted him to go there. It can make sense. And he can actually, somebody he can win with. And if he does it, Bill Belichick, that's some BDE right there.
That is some BDE.
Yeah. And Belichick's some big Dick Cheney energy for all of you wondering what that means.
Bill Belichick's known, too, for kind of the we, not the me kind of vibe with the Patriots. Like, Cam Newton handing the ball every single time a touchdown scored, or, you know, like, do you see...
Everyone thinks that he's like this. He's not. He's someone who does. He's like, yeah, he's a very showy person, but at the same time, he wants his team to do well.
But that's what I'm saying.
He rebels with that. He wants his great relations with all his
The
guys.
Patriots aren't a show me team. They're not a big celebration team.
He's an elaborate dresser.
He's not over the top with the celebration.
And he's not selfish in that way. He's just having fun out there. You legit just see him having fun out there. And I think all his teammates appreciate them because he cheers them all on. He's there for everybody. The defense, the special teams, anybody. And that's the thing that's awesome. He's not as showy as he can be. His celebrations are legendary right now. I mean, the dude created a movement. He really expanded the dab movement. I hated him for doing that, but, you know.
That's fair.
I mean,
and he started the Superman, or he's the most...
I mean, he really did. Like, he brought it back. He made it back in that pop. And just the way to celebrate. Like, he was probably the reason why they allowed him to do celebrations now. The reason why we have guys out there who legitimately take time out of their practices to choreograph a dance.
Which I love.
It's hilarious. It's stupid. But at the same time, it's beautiful out there to see when it happens, when you see a good one happen, too. I like creativity in motion, and that's what... seeing guys dance, nothing better.
So what do you guys expect from the Patriots this year? They now have Cam Newton. Presumably, he's going to be vying for that starting position. If Cam Newton's healthy, what can we expect moving forward? If we even have an NFL season, which is a story for another day, we can do that on a content starved day.
I mean, look at the division. I mean, they're still in that same, you know, AFC East division with, you know, the Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins. Like, I don't see them necessarily being a force to be reckoned with. I mean, again, it's an MVP caliber quarterback from a few years ago, coming off an injury, so that's obviously a big, you know, factor in it. But you still have Belichick and the best, you know, schemer and play caller that there has been for the last decade or 20 years. I see them making the playoffs, but I don't see them being like a threatening team once, because I mean, look at the AFC right now. I mean, the AFC with the Ravens, the the Chiefs. I mean, I see that those kind of teams being the front runner for the next few years.
I think everyone that was picking the Bills to run away with it, it's going to become a competitive division, I think. Actually, yeah. I think despite the Jets, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Bills, I think are going to be actually fighting for each other, legitimately going 1-1 against each other. You know, home field advantage is going to actually be playing a factor into those scenarios, I feel. So I think they're not going to topple the league. Of course, I don't see that happening, especially with a brand new system they're going to be implementing, or at least a new guy at the helm, no matter what. And if that person's Brian Hoyer, then Cam Newton, you should just retire. But
couple funny observations about this, if I may interject real quick. Once again, it seems that the Patriots might have the best quarterback in the division, and they just got rid of the greatest quarterback possibly of all time.
That is actually very touche.
I think that's just hilarious.
Who are the quarterbacks in the AFC East?
You got
Josh Allen. You have Tua, presumed at some point.
Yeah.
But he's a rookie.
We have
Sam Darnold.
Again, okay. You don't have to worry about it. The Jets are nobody. They're just aftermath.
I'm taking the ceiling on Cam Newton versus any of those guys. I mean, Tua, we'll see, but still, we don't even know if he's going to play this year coming off.
The only thing you got to worry is like both Miami and Bills. They have defenses. They have legit defenses out
That's
there,
true.
And they have secondaries that are ball hawking secondaries.
Yeah, but the Pats had the best defense in the league last
year. They do, but Cam Newton's not throwing against that defense. He's throwing against those defenses. That's what I think will be the offense. I think will definitely favor the Patriots, but you've definitely seen some up and coming defenses from the Bills and the Dolphins. Even the Jets have a really good defense.
Yeah,
if they're able to somehow keep Jamal Adams, then if they lose him, then they're complete wash. The Bugatti's gone, and you're stuck in your crap hole of a world that is New York Jets. But other than that, so that's where it's going to be interesting to see. So that's why I think it's going to be a competitive division up to down, top to bottom, even with the trash that is the Jets.
Yeah.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Oh, my gosh, I can spell.
Who would you rather see be successful this year, Tampa Bay or New England?
Ooh.
New England.
Yeah, I think New England.
I'm a Cam fan, and I like
Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see New England do it because I feel like he kind of got shoved out of Carolina, mm-hmm. Unrightfully so. I think they screwed him on that one. I think if Cam actually had another chance or just the loyalty that Carolina should have given him, he would have done a little bit better. But
yeah, I mean, the cool thing, I think the exciting thing, if you are a Pats fan and you could get, and you're in Boston and you could get past the fact that you went from the golden boy to a very eccentric black guy as your quarterback. If you could get past that, the one thing that you really have working for you is you imagine that Cam is playing with a little bit of FU this year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Signing for the veterans minimum after signing a very lucrative deal with the Panthers, being let go in the way he was let go, the Panthers coming out and saying that Cam asked to be released when, let's be honest, he never asked to go anywhere. They wanted to move on from him. Cam had really no choice but to ask for them to release him, and they were going to anyway. He was asking for them to release him, so he had hit the free agent market early. And the one thing, the question I wanted to ask you guys, what do you guys think about the fact that only one other team called him, and that one other team was the Cleveland Browns? There's 29 other teams that didn't even pick up the phone.
I mean, for the longest time, we were wondering, why is Cam still out there? And it just goes to show that I don't think a lot of guys might see that just had the wrong aspect of what Cam Newton really is. Mm-hmm. And again, the Panthers really did him dirty. Again, the second time they've done one of their star franchise players dirty. You did it to Steve Smith when you got rid of him, shipped him off to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Again, you heathens over in Carolina. Why would you do that to the man? And you do it to Cam Newton again. Like, how dare y'all do that to the guys? They give you so much out there. And Drew just literally coughed on our boy Rudy right now.
Yeah, I tried to get
that's
him in the
how you, wow, okay.
That's how we spread it. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, you're actually kind of damned if one either way.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, John's closer to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not socially distancing at all. Well, sorry, guys.
Well, real quick on that, you really only have maybe five, maybe four teams that don't have a starting quarterback readily available right now. I mean, they might have one, like this rookie quarterback that might be coming up in the next couple years.
But Brad, you have... He just signed for the veterans minimum.
I understand
any
that.
Any team could have made room
But I'm
for
just
him.
Saying it wasn't 26. It should have been only like four or five teams that should have called him, and they just didn't.
I think it could have been any team in the league that's looking to get better. I mean, even if you have Patrick Mahomes, it doesn't hurt to have Cam Newton as your backup, right? I just think, in general, it's just, it baffles me that no one wanted to take a flyer. And it's not even really taking a flyer because you really risk nothing. So I hear this move being applauded today, and it's like, this was the biggest no-brainer. This is why Derek and I were saying this back in April or whatever it was. I mean, it seemed like a no-lose situation. So I just found that a little surprising, and I wish the Niners would have
at least attempted.
Yeah, pick up the phone. At least see what the interest level is.
You just gave Garoppolo all that money. What you're not going to look at another quarterback?
Again, they got it for the league minimum.
Yeah.
The league minimum.
So it doesn't hurt your cap at all.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He was asking for a lot, and he was asking for too much. He wasn't going to get what he was asking for.
Yeah.
At the same time.
But Nick Foles just got $17 million guaranteed, yeah. The Bears had to give up a pick for Nick Foles. If you're a Bears fan today, are you more excited about...
It is. Big Dick Cheney Nick.
Would you be more excited about Cam Newton?
I'll take Cam over.
I think everyone would, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Andrew's signing him for the veterans minimum.
Yeah.
Giving him $17 million guaranteed.
It just
Nick Foles had a good playoff run, no doubt. Super Bowl MVP. We saw what he looked like for the Jags last year, and he looked like poop soup last year. He was not great at any point.
Well, speaking of poop soup, the NFL just in general right now, y'all are showing your true colors and its lack thereof.
Yes, and let me call someone out. Jerry Jones, who hasn't missed an opportunity to be in front of a microphone in about 36 years. Black Lives Movement comes out. Your players are saying stuff. And silence. Radio silence from Jerry Jones, which speaks volumes. Man, oh man. Anyway, we'll move on from one accused racist to another. The CEO.
I applaud that.
Well done.
I'm trying to work on my transitions, guys.
Yeah, that was a beautiful transition.
Yeah, bravo.
The CEO of Barstool Sports finds himself in some hot water again after some video resurfaces of him using the N-word some years ago. I don't remember exactly when it was from. He then responded, calling an emergency press conference, which was just him talking on his Instagram, which isn't exactly a press conference because that's usually questions are asked. But
at the same time, he does reach 100,000 people with those things, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I digress, though.
But again, they're all people who are usually on his side and cheering him on and not trying to actually dig deeper and find the truth.
Right.
But continue. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. So he finds himself in a bit of hot water now. Obviously, Barstool has been, this is kind of their thing, misogynistic, very on the edge of racism type humor. That's always been them. So it's not super surprising that this came out. But then he kind of doubled down on what he was saying and basically just said, I'm not going to apologize. He refuses to apologize. And I wanted to ask you guys, what...
I should specify. He was claiming he's not apologizing because during that time, sensitivity levels have changed and have progressed over time.
Thank you.
So reason why he's when he's apparently saying back then it was okay. But again, Drew and I had this conversation before saying it was never okay. Within the 17 years of Barstool being around, that's how long it's been. I've been around for that time. All 17 of those years, never has been okay to ever say that for the white guy to ever say the N-word.
Yeah.
It's never been okay. Especially if you're dropping with the hard R in there, too. And for you to say, that was acceptable back then, you're not going to... You should apologize for it back then. And for him to just... It just shows, a side of ignorance on his behalf, I feel. You just got to just take this one. Yeah, man, back then I said a really bad thing. I shouldn't have said that. Boo, But instead of just to say, I'm not going to do it because it was different times back then, it was never okay back then unless to say that. So, yeah, it just shows.
And it really, it costs you nothing to just be like, hey, that was then. It was dumb. Sorry. Not going to apologize for the humor or anything else, but I get that. That word's not cool. Moving on, just keep it pushing.
Yeah.
I didn't think that. I thought this was pretty on brand for Barstool Sports.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and someone from Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
heathens!
it wasn't surprising. I've never been... I'm a very big fan of what he built. I really respect what he built. I don't like him personally. I never have. I don't find him funny. I think he just comes off as an arrogant jerk from Boston. But
people love that, though. That's his thing.
Yeah, that's his shtick. Yeah. So I get it, it doesn't appeal to me, but I'm not his target demo either. So you know.
I mean, if he's not doing a pizza review, I'm usually not paying attention to him.
That's fair.
So.
That's fair. Let's move on.
I give him his just desserts.
Oh, man, you're taking a note out of Brad's page today. The NBA schedule is out.
Anything is possible!
I guess that is the bigger news of the day. Your Los Angeles Lakers, Derek.
J.R. Smith!
They are reuniting the dynamic duo and LeBron James.
LeBron and Dumb.
LeBron and Dumb. LeBron and LaDumb. are you
LeBrain and LePinky.
Are you excited about this move personally?
I mean, it's if the guy can still shoot, a shooter can shoot. And if he can still shoot, then it's great. I'm not expecting great things to come out of it. If it was 10 years ago, all of it for it. Love J.R. Smith, what he brought to the table back then. New York Knicks, J.R. Smith is probably one of my favorite New York Knicks.
Oh, he was disgusting for the Knicks.
Like 10
Some
years
of those
ago.
Alley-oops. That alley-oop.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my. There's an alley-oop.
The one when he catches it
from
low?
Because it's a terrible pass from that Pablo Prigioner dude.
Yeah.
He just threw it straight. What are you doing? He's jumping up and you're throwing it at his feet?
He threw a chest pass as an oop. Yeah.
As an oop, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. Still, J.R. Smith being J.R. Smith grabs it, slams it. Like, yams home. Oh, my. Dude could yam. but he still can't do that.
I don't think he's going to be a factor. I think he's a good roster spot as far as chemistry. He knows kind of LeBron's system and what he kind of wants to do with ball movement and kind of that kind of stuff. So I don't see him being a factor, though.
I feel like
I'd way rather have Avery Bradley than
Avery Bradley's
Smith.
Taking his personal.
I get that.
Yeah.
But
I'd rather have Avery Bradley too. Avery Bradley actually brings.
Yeah, but it's better than nothing. Yeah. I mean, I think what you get in J.R. Smith at this stage in his career is at least energy off the bench, and if he can come in and give you 12 in a playoff game, you know, and spell some of your guys and give you, you know, 15 good minutes, give you 12 points in there, 10 to 12 points. I mean,
J.R. Smith has the ability to become one of those streaky shooters where everything goes.
Yeah, he's a volume
scorer.
But
he's not a defensive player.
No, exactly. You know? So I'd rather have Avery Bradley.
You know,
I'd rather have Avery. I'd rather have Avery Bradley because of that defense. And Avery Bradley can still put up the points when at those random times too. So,
well, I mean, seeing that the Clippers signed Joakim Noah, which one do you think is a better sign?
I think Noah is, just because you know
because
you're getting
of
with
defense.
Noah.
Yeah. You know you're going to get that lockdown defense.
Noah's not trying to put up points. He's just going to be there to rebound and be hands in the paint. That's it.
And Noah doesn't he doesn't need the ball in his hands to be effective.
No. Jared brings nothing else and the ball's in his hands.
Yeah,
there's no ball in his hand. It's just...
The Clippers have five guys who can create their own shots right now. The Lakers only have a couple. J.R. Smith is one of those dudes, but again, you lose that on the defensive end. The last thing I wanted to touch on in the NBA is the NBA plans to have Black Lives Matter painted on the courts in Orlando during the bubble. And also, they will allow players to remove their last name and replace it with something that is a social justice cause.
Did you see what Ja Morant?
Yes. So that's where I'm getting. Where I'm getting. So Ja Morant, who is number 12, someone photoshopped the picture, and his last name was replaced with F. So it'd be, you know, the word, though, I can't say on radio.
Fudgesicles.
It's an acronym for fornicating under the consent of the king. That's what it really stands for.
I believe that.
Okay, that sounds...
You know what?
That sounds reasonable to me.
Each one of those letters.
Okay, so the F word and the number 12, which is for you old heads... Or those not privy to lingo, 12 is a reference to the cops. So basically, F the police. He later came out and apologized for the tweet, but nonetheless, he did say he wanted to have that jersey, which honestly, pretty
funny.
Fun.
Funny as hell. It's
pretty funny.
No matter what, respect to all we do, but just in the comedy aspect of it all,
right?
Look, I don't agree with the statement F the police. I think I do understand it. And look, I've had my own issues with racist police in my lifetime. So I do understand it. I don't think saying F any one group of people is really productive. But it
except
can
Karens.
Be.
Except
Karens. Except Karens. F the Karens out there. But it can be funny. And in this case.
And white straight people too. Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know what to do with that one, Derek.
Can't help myself.
Should we just... I think we should move on. Really, you kind of just left me nothing to work on there.
Yeah, I put you in a backed us into a corner.
That's okay.
No one puts baby in a corner.
Climb out. Let's do it.
All right.
I can do news now if you want.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Lighten the mood a little bit.
Derek's going to update you guys on what's going on in the world.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for
the news.
I got a doozy for one of y'all today. This is a good one. So, tattoos. Very popular in today's society. Many of us have them. What used to be frowned upon is now smiled upon and condoned and oftentimes accepted now in many workplaces that never would have. So, naturally, people are going out into the tattooing parlors and finding ways to decorate their bodies in elaborate fashions. One of them is sentiments to your children by putting your name on them. Common thing to do for parents. One name you probably are proud to have on there, you know that's always going to be your kid. They're never going to leave you. They might hate you, but they're still your kid. You cannot deny that. So that name is, you know, reasonably to be put there. So Johanna Sandstorm of Sweden, went to her local tattoo parlor and wanted to get the names of her children, Kevin and Nova. Kevin, I didn't think Swedes named their people Kevin. That's interesting. Okay.
I didn't know people still name babies.
Well, I take
Kevin.
It back. Kevin Magnussen is a Danish man, and he is an F1 driver. So Kevin is apparently a name that's used up in the Nordic North. So Kevin,
learn something and, every time. On
and
these.
Nova, and Nova decided to. And as she was getting this tattoo, you know, tattoo artist places it down, does his thing. Looking at it later, she realizes that tattoo artist is dumb and doesn't know how to spell Kevin.
Yes.
And now Kevin is now Kelvin. So instead of Kevin and Nova, it's Kelvin and Nova. Now, usually most people would be upset, furious. How dare you get the name Kevin? How do you get Kevin wrong? Like, seriously, Kevin. Kelvin, where does the L come from? Kevin. Either way, Johanna and her husband had a serious talk about this, realizing that it's expensive and difficult to get an artwork covered. There's easier routes to go.
No,
one of them is changing the name of his son, Kevin, to Kelvin. Now, luckily for us, Johanna and her husband are just that type of people. They thought, you know what? Kelvin sounds fantastic, and it's not as common as Kevin, which true that. But Kelvin, I'm just saying, granted, I don't know how many science...
You're living a lie, Kelvin.
Yeah. You're a Kevin! So, Kelvin and Nova now, those are the names. Luckily, both of them are on the young side, so they don't really know.
That would be as if your parents introduced you to a family member, and they heard Eric instead of Derek, and your parents were like, you know what? Eric's easier. But you're Eric now.
Done.
Yeah.
So, Kelvin.
I love that.
The truth is out there. You're not really who you think you are. You're a Kevin! That's pretty great.
Man, I told you all that was a good one. And I'm glad I was able to do. Unleash that wonderment into society.
Thank
Last
you.
One. One more. This
Thank
is a great story.
Thank you, right Eric. Here.
A great story. okay. Keeping to pushing. Here's a great story. The first surviving set of sextuplets. I'm sorry. African-American surviving set of sextuplets all graduated high school this year. And all of them are going off into higher level education. Interesting. It took this long to get the first surviving sextuplet sets of African-American babies. Interesting. But well,
when your doctors are white.
There you go. Wait, more? What? Oh, sorry, damn it. What am I doing? Hey, I like where you're going. I like to dive in there head first, too. Let's keep it pushing.
Yeah,
y'all.
Please.
So, Diamond All right, so Chris and Diamond Harris of Birmingham, Alabama, in 2002, at 26 and a half weeks, delivered six babies. Their names, Sierra, Kobe, Kaylin, sorry, they have, yeah, Kaylin, Caleb, Kyrian, and Kyle.
No Kevin?
No Dude, Kevin.
Kyle sucks at it.
Don't say that about Kyle because Kyle has autism.
Oh, God.
I did, but you really, you said it first. Caleb and Kyrian will attend Alabama A&M. Caleb will be majoring in computer science and Kyrian in pursuing arts. You should have known what your other brother's doing, man. That's computer science. That's where it's at. But, you know, hey, do you, man. Do you. Caleb will be going off to Alabama State University studying physical therapy. They have... Yeah, keep filibustering, y'all. Yep, there's two more. Where'd they go? Where'd this go? Okay.
Kyle, yep. Awesome kid.
Sierra and Kobe will attend Lawson State Community College, and Sierra will be studying cosmetology. So shouts to them, doing amazing things. It's nice to see. Six tablets, man. That's six at once. Oh, man. My parents had twins, and I can imagine that's like, two at once. I can, you can think you can handle it. But six? My gosh.
One at once.
None at once is what I'm talking about. that's the news, y'all. With a little hint of racism.
Yeah. God. Yeah.
Just unwarranted.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
Jesus. It's been fun. Calling out people for being racist has been my favorite part of 2020. Because the rest of 2020 has kind of sucked for... the planet at large. But you know what doesn't suck? This radio show right now. I kind of feel like we're killing it, to be honest. You're welcome, audience. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. We appreciate you spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We thank you for all your support and your contributions, and we appreciate the Forbay Aquatic Center in Oroville, just minutes from Chico, offers rentals of kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, pedal boats, and more. Hours are Friday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Also available weekly, youth aquatic camps and monthly sailing classes for all ages. Visit ForbayAquaticCenter.com for details. Every day is a fun day at the Forbay.
Is it just me or does sailing seem like a really tedious thing to do and not fun in any way?
It does not seem fun at all.
I'd rather have a motor.
Yeah.
I just want to put the gas down. I don't have to worry about the wind and where it's blowing. No.
Agreed. Yeah.
I like to be able to build my own path, not take me where the... No, I don't want the wind taking me. It's lame.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a Moana?
I feel like that's more organic.
I feel like that's a grinds my gears, for being honest about it.
Drop it, Brad.
Give me a sec.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Sailing. What the hell? We got motors these days. Why still use the wind? Yeah, wind power is nice and everything, but gas is a lot better. You go a lot faster, and you don't have to worry about which way it's blowing. You just go. Sailing around the world? Seriously, that's the stupidest thing to do. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, what is this, the 1400s? Like, get
I'm sorry,
here.
Magellan. We're not needed anymore. We know it's circle, okay? We've been around it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Those little cups they give you at the dentist office? Who wants a slurp of a drop of water? I need at least 2 to 3 sips every time I take a pull from water. Who's just like, I'm good. No one has ever been satisfied with those little things. Dixie cups, get them out of here.
We good?
Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah, no.
Everyone's vented for today?
I think so.
All right.
No, I could keep venting. Hit me with the player haters ball.
We've gone over this. I don't have that one.
Okay, then we'll go ahead.
You hit that.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. We'll
You just had to go and say we were killing it. And then just really fall flat on your face.
You pulled a Brad and you talked.
You're like, hoist the mainsail. And God's like, it's a motorboat, dog.
This is why motors are better. Yeah. This is why motors are better, guys. All right, let's try this again. On the topic of hating on things, ladies and gentlemen, the player haters ball.
The player haters ball. Oh man, hey.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
That's right, y'all. Player Haters Ball. As you know, one of our favorite things to do around here is hate.
Get them.
This weekend, on the topic of racism.
Amen.
Have we touched on racism at all today? Our dumbass president retweeted a video in which you could hear someone chanting white power. Left it up for 3 hours and then took it down. No apology, no explanation. What's worse are the people that were defending it. Pretty indefensible, wouldn't you agree? The quality of a good leader to me is always someone who knows how to unify people.
Amen.
This idiot in office has done pretty much nothing but be divisive the entire time. And this is only like the 400th racist thing he's done in 2020. And he's just kind of a joke. So I encourage everyone to get out there and vote. Even though that other dude that's running is kind of a joke too. However, we all know he has at least one black friend. Okay, Trump might too, but Trump's one black friend is Kanye West.
No, remember the guy up in Reading though? He's got the one black friend up in Reading. Do you not remember it when in 2016 when he was running? He was up in... You know what? Never mind.
What are we going to do with him?
I don't know.
What are we going to do with him today?
This is woof.
You've been offering me nothing today.
Well, I'm sorry
My nothing's at least paved the way for a great show.
Yeah, you being bad usually helps out the show. Bad being Brad. Being bad.
Yeah, there you
this
go.
Is Brad Cooper move, man.
You look at you on IG Live right now or else I would assault you, Brad.
Too many viewers for an assault.
That actually might bring them up, so you know what?
Let's go! Bring it! You know what? While we're on the topic of me hating on things, topic of Kanye West, my dick Cheney of the week, Kanye West. Over the weekend, they announced his new deal with Gap, and it was roundly applauded. And my question is, why are we applauding this? There's a lot going on in this world. We're happy that Kanye West is getting a deal to make more money. Not to mention, Kanye West came out in a statement that I thought was hilarious. And he said his whole goal behind the Gap line was to make affordable clothing for impoverished youth. You sell $350 sneakers, dog.
That looked like they came off impoverished youth.
If you want to give back to the youth, why don't you give away some of those Yeezy 350s, my dude? I think it's high time that we as black people out here, we cancel Kanye. He wore a MAGA hat. He dropped an album. His last good album was Life of Pablo, in which on that album, I will remind you, he had a line that said, "She might bleach her beehole." And his very next album was called Jesus is King. Okay, a gospel album. Let that sink in.
Hey man, it's called the 180, okay?
I'm done with Kanye. Matter of fact, Kanye West, for the second time, you're dead to me. How about them apples?
You did like three segments in one right now.
That was gnarly.
Yeah, that was interesting. You were doing like this crazy like Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4 move where you're doing like manuals in between. Crazy combo action where it's like, I started off the on Christ the vert ramp. Now I'm here grinding on top of the Eiffel Tower. So, yeah.
I busted a combo of hatred right there.
You did. No, it went everywhere.
I hit the Superman of hatred.
You had like a Marvel versus Capcom Super Saiyan move right
combo.
There.
Combo.
Thank you. I think. I'm just trying to work on my hating. I've had a lot more time, obviously, with things being the way they are. You know, all of us getting a little more downtime. A lot more time to think about the things that bother me. So,
hey man,
yeah, I definitely feel that.
In general, just more time on social media, so it's in my face,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because I'm generally a positive guy.
I'd say I am. I mean, compared to me, hell yeah.
Well,
that's a high bar right there, though.
That's a low bar.
Well, I mean... High bar for hate, low bar for everything else.
Okay.
Moving on, will you get Aaron on the line, please, sir? Yeah. And actually make yourself useful, do your job, and stop talking. Thank you very much. I love you, Statman.
No, we
Brad.
Do love you.
It's seriously. Just today hasn't been your best performance.
Hair's great still. Yeah,
the hair, the lettuce is phenomenal.
That hair right there. I hope there's comments in there of some fantastic cheddar up. Yeah. Lettuce, cheddar. What?
God, I can't talk.
I see what you did there because it's kind of red. It's yeah. Very red. Yeah. You went with Ched.
Ched, yeah. Yeah.
Which would be a funny name for you if you were a Chad or a Ched.
Cheddar.
Well, if you get me drunk, I'm Chad. So that's my nickname when I'm drunk.
Who calls you that?
Is that self-proclaimed?
Yeah. No, that's not. Like,
people call you Chad when you're drunk?
People have.
Have we?
Had
the three of us.
Okay, just because you guys don't.
I know, but I'm assuming three of us have not.
No, you guys
I didn't know
never
you had a world outside of us, yeah. If I'm being honest.
I thought we were your world.
I thought we were your everything.
You know what? Right now you are.
Now that's how you do your job, my friend. That is how you do your job.
He's back!
And he's back. Oh, man. God, if Brad was a stock that I owned, it would be just rising and a falling every day.
I mean, we have to, like, feed it water every once in a while, so we have to talk about the hair every once in a while.
Yeah, that's what we gotta do. You know, that's right.
Help it
that's
grow.
Right.
Exactly.
He's like a penny stock that skyrockets one day and then just, same, in 3 hours, just plummets and then kind of evens out.
And we make a fortune off of him.
And by fortune, we mean a couple $100 on t-shirts, but whatever. We'll take it.
And he's part of that fortune, too.
Yeah, yeah. We're also kind of banking on him to do all of our portfolios. So, Brad, you do...
The money man.
You do have that to look forward to.
Is that just because I'm Jewish?
Well, and you're the only person that actually has a portfolio.
Yeah. They go hand in hand.
Okay, fair, fair.
I will say you being Jewish does help. On the topic of being racist,
I was
going to
say, we might as well, we got to keep a theme going.
We
right
might
now,
as
right?
well just, yeah. just lean all the way in. Now, here's the thing about racism. Sometimes it works out to people's advantages.
Well, there's, like, I guess, more stereotypes.
Yes,
I guess are we saying stereotypes are racist? I guess they technically are
important
nowadays.
Important clarification, and I'm glad you're here to have my back, because I was really about to step in it. Trying to filibuster to get Aaron on the line.
Oh, yeah,
and
no,
now we have Aaron, so we're going to move off of racism. No, we don't have Aaron.
We're going back to racism.
Back to racism. 2020 and all the wonderful things. Yeah, if you could go ahead and hit that line, say thank you.
I don't know about you. Dial tones, spectacular.
Oh, there's nothing better than when you hang up on someone and they get the dial tone.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what I miss about landline phones, when you get the hard click.
I miss
a good hang up. There was
a good smack on the.
Yeah, there
the
was
dash.
A time and place where hanging up on someone was super empowering.
Cordless phones, not that cool. You got corded phones were the way to do it.
Yep.
I feel like you got to have a good corded phone.
Yeah, a good slam. Yeah. If I'm mad at you and I want to hang up on you, I mean, you could think maybe a connection got interrupted, you know.
No, this is an affirmative.
Yeah, you hear that.
See
click,
you next Tuesday.
That
click, bam!
Clack, yeah. Yep. Do we have Aaron now?
We should.
Okay.
Aaron, are you with us?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. You had nowhere else to go right there, so thank God.
All right. Aaron Isamaki, our foreign correspondent, who's not so foreign because she just lives in Salt Lake City, but it's a different world compared to Chico, California, joins us now as she joins us every week. We are happy to have her. And she brings some insight on things that we might not be paying such close attention to. So we got a little bit of golf, we got a bit, little bit of UFC, and a tiny little hockey update, according to your text earlier. So, Aaron, you tell us where you would like to start, friend.
Well, I guess we can start with the hockey, because hockey is more hilarious than anything else. I don't know if you guys heard that the naming rights to Seattle's new arena has been claimed by Amazon. And did anyone hear what this
the rainforest,
what this arena is going to be called?
No.
Oh, it's a good one, and you might never guess it, but it will make sense.
I mean, did Brad just ruin the surprise? Is it rainforest?
It's going to be called the Climate Pledge Arena.
Oh, it's close.
Pucknow.
The what?
The Climate Pledge Arena, apparently.
Thanks to Amazon, guys.
Damn you, Bezos.
Climate change.
They're my favorite, but they really dropped the ball here.
What is going to be their mascot? Is it one? No?
It's,
I think it's the Kraken.
Yeah, it's the Kraken.
I was going to say, Mike. That's pretty badass.
There was a totem pole as their secondary.
I feel like that's problematic in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. Problematic, yeah.
Yeah.
Good call they didn't go that route.
Yeah. Kraken's, if you're a pirate, but you know, a pirate's pretty much gone, so, you know.
That you know of.
I was going to say, Derek, you rival being a degenerate of a pirate, so maybe there's still around. Maybe you
I mean, I'm against sailing, so I'm pretty much off the pirating list, I think, like, automatically. Like, I can't be a pirate if I hate sailing.
You could be a pirate like a water world.
You could be a new age pirate.
I guess like
yeah, they got new age pirates. Didn't anyone see that movie with Tom Hanks?
I'm the captain now.
Jesus.
Yeah, that. Really
I didn't see it. No, I did not actually.
Captain Phillips. I did see it.
Right. Yeah. There we go. Thank you. I couldn't think of a name.
Pirates are still a very real thing and a real threat. So watch your booty.
In Djibouti.
All right. So Aaron, golf or UFC? Where do you want to go?
We can hit UFC.
All right.
Lots of good fights this weekend. We had some good, toe to toe punches thrown. The fight of the night was Dustin Poirier versus Dan Hooker, and I had Dustin Poirier because if you're going for Dan Hooker, I think you're in the wrong.
Brad's laughing. Are you laughing at Hooker right now or something else right now?
Hooker.
Brad? Okay.
Dustin Poirier did take the win. It was a really good fight. They were, throwing blows, so it was really exciting. I think that the fight, well, actually, maybe that's not true. The moments of the night goes to Mike Perry, though. He fought Mickey Gall. And again, another really good fight. Lots of blows thrown. But Mike Perry yes. really shone in his after fight speech. He went on a nice long rant. No one thought that he was going to beat Mickey, and everyone was talking down to him. And the government takes too much of his money. He doesn't like taxes. So that was really exciting to hear him talk
Amen
about.
Amen to that, though. 100%.
Yeah.
Everyone always talks about raising the hourly wage. How about take less of my money?
There you go.
If I had 100% of my paycheck, I'd be pretty good.
Also, didn't Mike Perry bring his girlfriend as his corner?
Yes, that's my husband and I were talking. All they talked about, Mike Perry, his girlfriend. Mike Perry's girlfriend. I think Mike has a girlfriend, guys.
It's awesome.
Was she like coaching him up, or was it just a cheering section?
Well, she had a mat. I don't know. Who knows what she is, but she was there, so she must be some sort of.
She's a woman, Aaron. Come on, let's be honest. Team. That's problematic too these days.
Yeah, I do appreciate him calling out the IRS, though.
Yeah.
That was fun to watch.
They need a little bit more
Yeah, why do they always get passed? Like, I understand why we're mad at the cops, but also
IRS.
Like, while we're marching out in these streets, let's do something about these taxes, dog. Who's with me?
I'd raid for that. I'd go some
While we're on social justice causes, we just want to remind all our listeners in Chico we will be starting a march here soon to get Chick-fil-A into your Chico area.
Yes.
This is an absolute joke that there is no Chick-fil-A here, yet we have a Popeyes and a KFC. We could do without the KFC. We are about to have
Popeyes,
three
we got
Chipotle.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't forget the three Chipotles.
Three McDonald's.
No, four.
We have four McDonald's. We have three Taco Bells and zero Chick-fil-A's.
No sense.
We need to do
if
something.
If you're with me on that Chick-fil-A, that call, I'm right there with you. We're together.
I'm worried about answering that.
We are all in this together. All right, Aaron. And let's talk some golf. What happened this past weekend? I know who won, but can you give us some of the details from this past weekend?
Yeah, it was a pretty exciting final day. Dustin Johnson ended up winning. He won by one stroke over Kevin Streelman, and in the last six holes, I mean, it was pretty incredible. At one point, he hit a ball out of bounds, and then at another point, he had to take his socks and shoes off so he could hit a ball that was right on the edge of a lake. So it was pretty exciting to see him.
So you can golf with your shoes off in the PGA. Good to know.
Well, he was doing it for a single shot, so I don't know if they'd let you just go around barefoot, but...
You know what? I can find many hazards my feet need to step in.
Or you could just wear shoes. Normal person.
There's nothing quite like golfing barefoot.
Also, I would say, since you're probably never going to make it to the PGA Tour, I don't think we really have to worry
about
that.
Very true. Yeah.
So, but, you know.
All right.
But yeah, it was more exciting golf. Phil was looking really good the first couple days, and he kind of, you know, fell off and didn't do so great. But it was a close last day, and I wanted to know if John bet any and if he did any better this week, because I feel like he's on the up and up.
I didn't do any better. I did bet this week. I did not do any better. We're still kind of where we were at last week. But we do have Rudy in the building right now that took Justin Thomas. Or excuse me, not Justin Thomas. Dustin Johnson.
Wow.
Sorry. That's who I took.
Do never get Dustin Thomas.
What?
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, man.
But yeah, Rudy took him and sounds like a scary last few holes. But came out on top.
Where did you take him at, Rudy?
26. Yeah, I think he opened at 2,800, but
okay.
But yeah, I mean, some of these, even this next week coming up, the Rocket Mortgage in Detroit, I really like Bryson DeChambeau.
He did good this past weekend. So.
Yeah, every single tournament he's placed in top six or better, has some really close finish, and he's just hitting the crap out of the ball. Like, He's hitting a 5-degree driver, which is essentially, I mean, usually every driver is around 9.5, 8.5 to up, you know, to 10, 11, all that. So to hit a 5-degree on a driver, it's just like he's just hitting it flush. He's playing really, really well right now. And this next tournament coming up, you have a lot of big guys that aren't playing in this tournament. So I'm really hopping on this wagon finally and taking Bryson this week.
Well, good luck with that, John. I know that it's probably not going to turn out well for you, but
yeah, well,
one can dream.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, we look forward to having you in studio next Monday. That's going to be fun for your annual in-person visit to our studios to the radio show. So yeah, we will see you next week for the entire show.
Sounds good. See you guys
later, Aaron. Thank you. We appreciate it as always. Thank you to Aaron Isamaki, always the best part of our show, or typically, pretty much always. All right, Brad, so we just got a phone call based on the way you're shaking your head. Is this something you want to share on air or no?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yes. To the Republicans out there that think that, only one view counts, no, we actually have an open mind. I don't want to hear about your closed-minded views and how we're ignorant. I'm tired of it. I am sick and tired of it.
Get them.
Every single time I talk to a Republican, look, I have a lot of conservative views, but I also see the other side. So you know what? I'm done with it. I am sick and tired of it. And to the person that called, look, yes, we have a little bit of a left-leaning view here at the station. It's not a secret. And if you have a problem with that, there are other channels for that. It's called radio for a reason. It's public. You go to another spot if you don't want to hear it. I'm sick and tired of it. Don't complain that you don't want to hear this and you want to hear your little right agenda stuff. I'm done. Go to Fox. I'm done.
Amen. All right, Brad.
Saving himself.
Right. Man, I don't.
So tired of it.
How do we have a person listen? Like, how do you get that from us? Come on. We're a fun show.
Yeah. Because I called the president.
He's a dumbass.
Yeah, I called him a dumbass.
I don't think firearms.
Yeah, I love firearms. And I have a lot of conservative views when it comes to money and economics. However,
just 'cause you don't like this one doesn't mean anything.
Our president has proven time and time again not to be a very intelligent dude and do things that are incredibly divisive and flat out racist. And that's he continues to play to his base. And I just think that America's better than the country than the leader we are represented by. I'm not saying Joe Biden. I even said on the show, I think Joe Biden's a jerk, too. I don't want to vote for either of them. But one is a known racist, so I'm kind of obligated. And I think Joe Biden's a creep. I'll be real. I think he's creepy. I think he's mad creepy. I think he's super creepy. But I know the devil we have now. I don't know so much about this other guy, so I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You realize the saying is better the devil you know than the devil you don't. So you know Trump, and you're saying going for Trump again is what you should do because you know that devil.
Yeah. Okay. Bad analogy. Maybe I should know my cliches a little better before I drop them.
So Trump, once again, 2020, y'all.
Yeah. Two in the bush, you know?
One in the hand.
Yes.
Just desserts.
One bird.
A burn.
A burn?
Is it a burn in the bush? Is two
a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Thank you. We go through.
So you know what? Everything. We lost a listener, but I feel like we're going to gain a lot more from that one. So,
I mean, that's fine.
We
if
lost
you
a listener, but we gained respect for you, Brad.
Yeah, hold on.
We
just
did. We never come on this show and try to offend anyone.
No.
We play loose and fast with the rules, and we try and have fun on the show. And yeah, if we have an opinion that, look, our opinions often contradict each other. Derek is a bit more conservative. I'm a bit more left-leaning, but I think we're all pretty reasonable in here. We've all had political discourse, and we all seem to find somewhere reasonable. We never really get that worked up about it.
And clearly, we're all racist too, so don't we have that in common?
Yeah, we got a half black guy and myself. We got a half Mexican in you. We have a full black guy in Jordan.
An Irish
Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And then we have, your run of the mill, tall, good looking white guy over here.
German Swede.
There you go.
The Vikings.
So we represent a little bit of everything. If you know any Asians or Native Americans that want to come on the show, holler back, youngin'. Let's move on. Let's talk some baseball before we get out of here. And I wish we had more time for this story. Derek, can you enlighten us on what's going on?
Yes, it's nothing official right now, but there have been rumors circulating. And you know how I love me some rumors. Actually, I really don't. They're dumb. But at the same time, this rumor is actually kind of fun. I like to play with it a little bit. Barry Bonds coming back? Say what? Yes, that is right, SF Giant fans. A rumor is circulating around that Barry Bonds might come back as your DH for this 2020 season. Now, you're wondering, why would you do that? Hey, that might be kind of cool to do, see Barry Bonds out there. But there's ulterior motives this reason. Because if he comes back, he resets his Hall of Fame entry ability.
Can you explain that for people that don't get what
every
you're talking about?
When you get out of baseball, you have a 4-year gap before you can be reintroduced into Hall of Fame voting, and you have 15 tries
years
on the ballot for to be voted into. You have to get what, 70% of the vote?
375, something like that.
At least three quarters of the percent of the vote to be voted into Hall of Fame by the Baseball Writers of Association. Mm-hmm. And for the past, I believe he's been on it for 14 or he's honestly on his year. Last year or second year?
2007 was his year. He started in 2011.
Okay, so
he's
on
his ninth year.
Okay, so either way, he's getting to time and he has not made the ballot yet.
Yeah, he's not even gotten close.
Not even close. So this will give him another 15 years. So it hacks up, gives him another 15
resets
years.
Resets him.
Resets him.
Wow.
And he will have it if he comes back in DHs for the
honestly,
Giants. And
just
why
one
not?
Game. Just one game does it too.
Is that all you need is one game?
Pretty sure all you need to do is make an appearance, and then that resets your eligibility.
Okay, even better. I mean, why not? You guys aren't going to, for the most part, the Giants, you have nothing you're playing for this year.
And that city loves Barry Bonds. Mm-hmm. They never...
The only city that still does.
Yeah, even when everyone else turned their back on him, people love Barry Bonds in the Bay Area. Absolutely love him. He is a legend there. Even though he had an icy relationship with media there the whole time, he is still a beloved figure in the Bay Area.
And he would be the fourth oldest player to actually play in an MLB game.
Who's the oldest? 55.
Who is the oldest? He was 59 years old, almost 60. Larry Satchel Paige.
Satchel Paige. Wow. Yeah.
1906.
Satchel Paige was a beast.
To June 8th.
I think it's a thing.
1982.
Still a quality pitcher at that age.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
My goodness. He pitched for almost 40 years.
So 60-game season.
Yep.
Barry Bonds is 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys believe that he can have a productive, if he does come back, do you believe he could have productive at-bats more so than Mike Tyson at 54 talking about getting back in the ring?
Mm. Here's what I'll say. I think Barry has a better chance because you're not getting punches thrown at you. Sure, you're having a ball being thrown.
But have you seen those videos of Mike Tyson working out on his?
I will say when you're old,
he doesn't look like a 55 year old.
If you're a boxer, the last thing to go is your punch. You still have your punch, and Tyson has a ferocious punch. Everything else though is gone. We don't know who his stamina level. I've been able to throw a punch like that for 18 rounds for 3 minutes. That's 12. Ridiculous. That's so much.
But boxing is such a different
12 rounds. Sorry, yeah, 12,
it's such a different sport in the way it's sanctioned that he could play. He could fight someone who is
a lot.
he doesn't necessarily have to face the best competition.
Mm-hmm. No
where
doubt.
Barry Bonds is going out there against the Clayton Kershaws of the world and some of the greatest pitchers that exist, where if Tyson gets a fight, let's be honest, they're probably going to get someone who's going to be evenly matched, or he's going to have a shot against, you know?
Yeah.
He's not going out there and fighting Tyson Fury.
Yeah, of course not.
Which
yeah.
would be
that
awesome.
Would be hilarious. Tyson on Tyson.
Yes. All right. That's going to do it for us here on Talking About Practice. I guess it would be a good time to say that the views expressed on this show are those of ours and ours alone, do not represent those of KZFR. Yeah.